Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 17 of Romans chapter 5. For if by the offense of the one death reigned through the one, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. So then, as through one offense the result was condemnation to all mankind, so also, through one act of righteousness, the result was justification of life to all mankind. For as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, so also, through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous. The law came in so that the offense would increase. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that, as sin reigned in death, so also grace would reign through righteousness to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Did you ever wonder why God allowed Adam and Eve to sin? Since He's all-powerful and all-knowing, He certainly was not surprised by their rebellion and could have stopped them from dragging the entire human race into sin and suffering. So why didn't He? Although we can't fathom the inscrutable mind of God, verse 20 of today's scripture passage gives us some insight. Where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. The powerful presence of sin in the world pales in comparison to God's display of who He really is, a being of lavish grace and unconditional love. And it's the Holy Spirit who opens our eyes to this contrast between darkness and light and allows us to see God's graciousness toward us so we can respond to Him. Angels stand in awe of the gospel, even though, as beings who never fail to do God's bidding, they haven't experienced His forgiveness and undeserved favor, the divine grace that those of us who are believers often take for granted. Everything the Creator has done in His universe has been for the purpose of revealing His incomparable glory, majesty, and grace. And the crowning display is seen in His extension of love to sinful people like us. Of all His creatures, only fallen human beings can experience His amazing grace and the gift of salvation. If you haven't trusted in God's Son, Jesus Christ, and received His gracious forgiveness, please do so without delay.